Here with Mr. McNair at the NFL meetings in Phoenix. How are these for you? Do you enjoy these, Bob?
Well, it's a lot of work, you know. We had a full agenda and still have a lot more in front of us. But, you know, it's good to get everybody together and talk about issues that are important to us.
Before we talk about some of the current issues, what's the reception, the reviews you're getting about the way Houston hosted the Super Bowl this past year?
Oh, it's just overwhelming, the positive attitude. Everybody, I mean, they go out of their way to come up to me and say, I just got to tell you, we had more fun. The people were so nice. All the facilities were great. We had a marvelous time, and they love the cowboy hats we gave them at the owner's party. I think that was the big hit.
I know it takes a number of years even to put together the thought of a bid, but do you see it taking less time maybe to get the next one than it took to get this one?
Well, for sure, everybody said that, you know, they look forward to coming back to Houston. So I think they will look at it from a very positive standpoint. One of the big issues will be, when do we have new stadiums coming online? Because we typically reward those communities with a Super Bowl. And so you fall in behind those.
Well, we'll see how that goes then. On the Houston Texans, Bob, free agency, not a huge splash early. You re-signed Ryan Griffin, made the Osweiler trade. How important is patience in putting together the 2017 Texans?
Yeah, you just have to be patient. You can't force things and, you know, it's a very fluid situation, and, you know, Rick did a great job on the trade on Brock. I mean, I thought that was unbelievable. So we're in good shape, and if we had the opportunity to do something, we could. In the meantime, we're working on the draft, and, you know, there's some good prospects in there, so we're excited about that.
When you look back on the past season and three consecutive winning seasons, it looks like the building blocks are in place, but you're close. You just want to take that next step.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody that we see, all of my fellow owners, they say, you really have a good ball club, and they respect our team. And they know, you know, we've got a couple of missing pieces, and if we can fill in those holes, we're really going to be able to do something.
I know a lot of people were asking you about the Raiders situation here. Finally, some resolution there.
Yeah, we worked hard to find a resolution for them in Oakland. I mean, we were trying to see that they could stay there, but the stadium they've got is just horrible. And the city and the county just have been reluctant to make any kind of a commitment. And the Oakland A's are there in the, you know, the stadium is used as a baseball park also. And the city could have opted out and canceled that lease with them. They have the authority to do that, and they wouldn't do it. And their lease doesn't expire until 2024. And, you know, you can't sit around for, you know, another 8 years waiting for something to happen. Then you don't know what might happen. So the Las Vegas situation is a viable deal. It's a solid deal. We've looked at it. We've looked at it from a media standpoint, and the media say we don't see that, you know, there'll be any negative impact, maybe a little positive, but certainly not negative. From a marketing standpoint, it's a growing market. It's not as big as the Bay Area, but there's a lot of support there. And I think that, you know, they have a chance, the Raiders have a chance to make it a very successful franchise.
Bob, on the league as a whole, I don't get to sit in on these meetings, but I have seen some of the material, and there's a lot of talk about how popular the league is, but you want to keep it popular moving forward, especially with young people coming into the market.
Yeah, the big issue is with millennials. And if you look at that group of a population that's 24 or under, they really want to see the games, you know, on this handheld device that's very small. You can see what the score is and see what's happening, but you really can't tell what's happening from looking at that. It's such a small screen. But they would rather do that than sit in front of a big screen. So somehow or another, you know, we've got to learn to deal with that. We're doing more and more. digital things. But, you know, those of us who are really sports fans know that, I mean, if you're going to be a sports fan, you need to be able to see what's going on. And, you know, just on an iPhone or something, you really don't get the same sensation.
Bob, thanks a lot for joining us, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, Mark. Nice to be with you. Nice to see everybody.